You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also four times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. As usual, I'm Ronnie Karam. Hi. You can find me here, and I guess when The Bachelor comes back over on Rose Brick's Bachelor Roast, but for now we're sleeping like babies. And here I am with Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon you can find on YouTube. Whoa! Ben, hi, whoa. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You know why?
Why?
New Orleans. We're going to New Orleans.
Finally.
It's official.
Oh, finally.
We are going to New Orleans. People have been like, when are you going to go to New Orleans? We are going, and I'm so excited. It's such an amazing city with the most amazing food, and I'm so excited to go to New Orleans with you, Rondell. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we are going to have some great times there. When are we going?
So our New Orleans show is going to be on February 7th, which is coming up. So that's February 7th. The pre-sale is happening right now. And then the tickets go on sale to the public on Friday. So that's Friday, February 7th. But, whoa, wait, there's more. We got two other shows. We're going back to Kansas City on February 21st. And we are going to Omaha, Nebraska for the first time on February 22nd. So that's already a very exciting February. Again, it's the usual stuff. Pre-sales on Patreon right now. Go to watchcrappens.com for the pre-sale links. And then tickets on sale to the public on Friday. It's going to be amazing. We are going to have a great, great time at all three of those cities.
Yes.
It's going to be the best.
And then this week, we're going to Richmond, Virginia, and Tampa, Florida. We're going to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
In Chapel Hill, we're going to be doing Real Housewives of Orange County. And in Richmond, we're going to be doing the Real Housewives of Dallas. So go get your tickets for those, you little butts. And then here's where we're going in November and beyond. We're going to Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale, we might have some very special guests, so buy some tickets. Can't say who they might be, but they might be there. Indianapolis, Chicago, two nights in Chicago. We've only got a couple of VIP tickets left for those. Two shows in New York City, both have low ticket alerts. St. Louis, Philadelphia is sold out, but we added a late show to Philadelphia, so go come to the late show. Those late shows really are wackadoo. We did one this weekend and had a great time. We just get drunk with everybody. It's fun. So then
it's
Denver,
just a different vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Denver, Colorado, Seattle, Washington, the 2020 Golden Crappies in LA in January. Then we go to Detroit, Michigan. miss you, Detroit. We've been going to Columbus, Austin for two shows. One is sold out. And then the very next morning, we're going to Houston. That's in January. So just go to watchwithcrappins.com to find all our ticket links, our merch links. The Shannon Bulldor shirts are doing great. So go get some of those. Or twerk. Or when life gives you tacos, make taco salad. Or dork. Twerk, twerk, yeah. Twerk. Go get them all over there. You can now get water bottles, coffee mugs. You don't only have to get shirts now. So check them out, everybody. Whoa.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. So, everything's very exciting. And more exciting, we're talking about Below Deck today, okay? Previously on Below Deck, Jesus, Mr. Dobson.
Ooh.
Jesus.
We open with poop sounds.
Poop. Poop sounds.
Poop sounds of Below Deck. Here we go. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, this is a video today. This is a Crappins video on demand feature on Patreon.
Yeah.
So if you want this or our new bonus episode, making fun of people from the Atlanta airport,
yeah,
those are all features of our Patreon. And thanks to everyone who supports us there. Okay, now Below Deck.
So this week opens up with Kevin the chef still shitting. Shitting his brains out on the toilet. And you just hear like... And I'm going, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. And you just see Kate go, ew.
Ew. She's like, ew. So it's 2:40 p.m. and it's 94 degrees and there's a picnic on a beach. And Tanner is talking to Courtney, who he's working with over there. And he's like, I would love to just set up a hammock over here, huh? And she's like, I would like to go home. And he's like, what part don't you like? You don't like the heat? And she's like, the work.
Yeah, I love that she just hates everything. She's hilarious to me. I feel like I should really hate her, but the more she complains, the more I just laugh. You know, because the guests are like, this is so nice. This is so pretty. Oh my God, it's so beautiful here. And then you just hear her go, ugh.
Yeah. And he's like, this worst place is to work. I mean, look where we are. We're barefoot. She's like, exactly. And sweaty.
Yeah. I enjoy eating truffle pasta, drinking rosé. I mean, I need money, but I don't like to work in general. I'm like, lady, I understand you don't like to work. Most of us don't like to work. But why would you choose such a rigorous job? I mean, like, drive Uber. Drive Uber.
I just wrote, there's nothing worse than a highfalutin maid.
So, she definitely got, like, switched into that body in an 80s comedy. Like, that's what happened. She's like, this is not her life.
Yeah, it's like Shelley Long from Cheers, you know. She was going to marry a rich guy, but it didn't work out. Now here she is running a goddamn bar.
Yeah, exactly. So Kevin comes out of the bathroom, finally, 4 hours later. And Kate is just standing there, like, ready to just, like, relish in his pain. And she's like, oh, Kevin, regarding your stomach issues, do you want things to go faster or slower? And here are two options for your terrible stomach. And he goes, very slow. She goes, oh, awkward.
Well, you know, if you don't want it to go very slow, we could also have this option. We could do it family style. That's when your shits are extremely lazy and don't know how to properly compose themselves, so everyone else has to do more work around your shitting. How's that?
Kevin, would you like us to put a shit menu up on the cupboard so we can see what exactly you're shitting out this afternoon? Would that make your service better for you? Would you like that? I can do that.
And he's like, it makes me feel sick. He's a chef. I'm embarrassed. It's a shit show. And then they do a close-up of chocolate pudding as our grand finale of the shit montage.
You know, I would be very scared if I were Kevin, because Kate spends this entire episode speaking in her upper register, which means that she is sort of like building up hate ammunition, and she's going to like destroy him over the next several episodes. Because everything, she's like, Kevin, would you Kevin? Care? Do you want me to get this work for you, Kevin? Kevin? Okay, I can do that for you, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. Mm-hmm, Kevin. Mm-hmm. So the guests are getting on the tender to come home, and Tanner's pushing it, and Courtney's like, do I have to get out and help you?
And so Kate, meanwhile, is like, they have the double dinner tonight because the proposal's happening on the upper deck and then, like, regular dinner downstairs. And so she has to do, like, all this stuff, and she's like, if I weren't so busy, I'd be freaking out, but I'm busy. I'm
so
too busy even
says,
to do a full half.
Should I ask Michael if we should do a run through? I mean, maybe he wants to practice it. Do you think I should? So she goes to Michael, but on her way out, Kevin's like, Kai, we're still on for 8 for dinner, right? And she's like, yep. 8 o'clock is when you can inelegantly heap piles of food on platters like you're serving cattle. That's right. Okay, I'm going to go talk to Michael.
Yes, so probably around 7:40, you'll probably want to go into the bathroom and shit your brains out some more. Great. And just remember to wash your hands this time. That'd be wonderful, like most professional chefs do.
And he's like, there's always so many challenges. And then it cuts to Courtney in bed, just looking at her mirror in her camera with her bangs going, ugh, this is exhausting.
My Instagram won't load. Awful.
So Tanner, Brian, and Ashton are talking out there, and Ashton's like, all right, now what we're going to do is we're going to come out in blicks and bring everything in, all right? And then they're going to party, and Tanner starts dancing, and it's officially his thing. Making, not anagrams, what are they called?
Acronyms.
He's going to be making acronyms a lot and dancing on the camera a lot, okay?
And saying Jiminy Cricket.
And saying Jiminy Cricket, yes.
Yeah. So Kate... So Kate checks in on Michael, the primary. She's like, so your plan for tonight, have you practiced at all? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know your staging, your blocking? Have you know how to cheat towards the camera for this moment? Do you want to practice proposing on me? He's like, I got it. She's like, oh, okay. Oh, so you got it. So if perhaps a stew comes and interrupts you during the meal, you'll know what to do. Great. Okay. I'm sure that won't happen at all.
He chartered a mega yacht for this girl, okay, just to propose. I mean, he should be able to throw the ring at her face and have her say yes.
I just like that. You can imagine Kate sitting in her bed eating the Cheetos and just imagining him throwing a ring at the girl's face and going, huh.
Yes.
It's funny.
Well, when you get to our age, that's pretty much how you do it. Like, you're marrying me, all right?
Spent this he just has to say... You're on a yacht, yes or no?
Yes. Do you know any other people on Tinder that are going to take you on a yacht? Okay, I thought so. Now, let's go. So Abby is in the closet she's in the closet. Sorry, guys. Below deck notes. So she's in the closet, and she's like, you know, it's so weird. Like, on a sailboat, I put on shorts. And on a yacht, you have to, like, put on, like, white things at one time, and then you have to change to, like, white things. And then, like, sometimes I'll wear my glasses, and then sometimes I don't. And then when the sun goes down, I'm like, what the fuck? Can I just chill?
No, you can't do that, Abby. So then meanwhile upstairs, Kevin is using the sous vide machine, which got me very nervous because years of watching Top Chef, has taught me that when people sous vide things on Bravo, food will be terrible. I will always remember Carla in the finals of Top Chef and Casey telling her to sous vide the steak and Carla losing. Okay. I will always remember that.
Sous vide is disgusting. I hate sous vide. I hate that technique of cooking. It's always gross. The meat comes out like gross jelly. Ugh.
Yeah. I actually don't think I've ever had sous vide meat before, so I can't judge it like that. Wow. And you know I love judging food, so I can't just yet. But I will say, I just always feel like it's bad news on Bravo to sous vide things. And in this situation was even worse because this sous vide machine kept on beeping and Mr. Dobson didn't know how to shut it off. So like in the kitchen it was like beep, 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 beep. And Kate's just like, do I want to turn that off? Anti-hat.
He's like, Jesus Christ. I don't know how to turn this machine off. I'm sorry, Simone, if it's annoying you. She's like, no, Ox, I can't hear it. I'm like, you can't hear it. What are you talking about? Yes. And it's lobster. And he's like, the CV cooks everything at an even temperature, so it's perfect. Tonight we're having Wagyu, lobster, asparagus spear, classic elegance. Timing has been all over the place with this crew, so this service needs to be on point.
Shut up,
Kevin.
His face
is like, his eyes get half closed and kind of snarls his nose a little bit.
I know. He is like a real stickler about timing, which I guess makes sense for most chefs, but he's not. He is a stickler for his timing. He's not a stickler for, like, when the guests are ready. So he has a real pull up his very clean and empty asshole at the moment.
Gross.
I have to paint a picture, okay?
So sunset, everybody's getting dinner ready, and Brian passes by Courtney, and he's like, of course you look stunning in your blacks, Court. And she just kind of looks at him and ignores him. And Tanner's like, that was brutal.
That was brutal, you know what I'm saying? Jiminy Cricket, she really turned you down right there. So now it's like 8 o'clock, which is when they're supposed to be at dinner, but instead everyone's like sitting up, I think, is this when everyone's sitting up on the bunny pad or whatever? I'm not sure.
No, Kate's getting the two top ready. And she's got like one of those Bluetooth lights, I guess, in the hot tub that's going to change colors. She's got the little remote ready to go. And Tanner sits down with her and he's like, hey, Kate, you want to practice getting married? And she's like,
thanks. I tried it with a guy, but he didn't want to do it.
And he's like, whoa. You know, what are you going to say no to me? She goes, of course I wouldn't deny you. I would say yes, and then I would cancel later. Okay? Like anyone with manners. All right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not really interested in getting fake engaged to someone with the voice of Fred Flintstone and the body of a used car dealership inflatable thing.
So then the band arrives, or the player, or whatever they have come
violin. The violinist, if you will.
Arrives. And, I didn't write it down. I was like, surely I'll just remember a girl with a violin. But I didn't. So I was like,
the Beatles arrive.
Yeah. Huey Lewis and the News get off the tender.
Would it be great if just on violin, she's just playing Heart of Rock and Roll.
Boop, 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 boop. So Kevin's like, all right, Kate.
By the way, I just have to say, I'm happy. I feel like I really incepted you with that Huey Lewis in the News reference because I referenced it in the Atlanta airport on Sunday. And I feel like it wormed your way into your brain and then like emerged right today.
Yeah, because then it goes through my own memories of like that being my first concert. And was that my first concert or was it Amy Grant? I don't even remember anymore. That was like the rest of my afternoon. I was like, how do I forget what my first concert was? So yeah, it's been in there, Ben. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Mike is getting ready, looks terrified in the ring. He looks really nervous in the mirror looking at the ring. And then Kevin's like, okay, I can go in 5 minutes. And she's like, could you just pause at 5 minutes? Because I'm afraid in 3 minutes you're going to be like, I can go in 2 minutes. And she's like trying to be funny with him, and he's not having it. He's like, can I get dinner plates? And she goes, okay, what's that beeping? I'll get you plates if you make it stop. It's making me insane. It's torture. It's torture.
Yeah. You know, Kevin's over here spiraling out and like shitting himself in the galley, like literally shitting himself. It's like nonstop. I mean, really, this is not going to end well. And I'm going to make sure it ends even worse for him.
We need to talk about Kevin, okay? Because he's slowly losing his mind.
So Kevin is like very obsessed with putting bread in the oven at this point. He's like, oh, I need to put the bread in the oven. Oh, I need to put the bread in the oven. 5 minutes till bread in the oven time. Can I put the bread in the oven? I can do it now. Can I put the bread in the oven? Can I put the bread in the oven, Kate? Kate, bread needs to go in the oven. She's like, no. And she goes, I don't know why Kevin's being so bajiggity about guests not coming to the table. I mean, charter guests are never on time because they're on vacation. And yes, I did say the word bajiggity.
When he goes, can I get the set bread in? She goes, but I don't see any guests. And he goes, come on. She's like, do not yell at me, okay? And he's like, gotta get the bread in the oven. Gotta get the bread in the oven. Gotta get the bread in the oven.
It's like, dude, chill out. Just leave the bread near the oven. Let it like pre-warm up in like the residual heat. Like, relax. It's just the bread.
So she takes the couple up to their own dinner, and the girl goes, is this real? Pinch, pinch. Pinch, pinch. Like, oh God, here we go.
She's never been in such a high altitude. So, by the way, as they're going upstairs, Michael gives like Captain Lee a thumbs up. Did you see that? He gives Captain Lee a thumbs up, and Captain Lee is like, hey, thumbs up back at you. Don't know what I'm thumbing up to.
That's great.
Maybe I'm thumbing up to the fact that I have clean windows for once in my life. No dirty ass windows so I can thumb up you. God damn it.
Kevin goes, Kate, can I put the bread in? And she goes, if you want to completely blow it.
Hey Kevin, as much as I love you, keep asking me about the bread. It's getting almost as annoying as your sous vide machine. So maybe you could shut both of them off. That'd be great.
So downstairs in the crew mess, everyone's laughing that Courtney was so miserable on the excursion. And Tanner's like, yeah, she said, gotta walk on trash the whole time. And they're all cracking up. And Ashton says, I don't know, but that knocked a Danny pig for me in my head like that. And Brian's like, it's okay. I like her. I mean, she blows me off, but I still like her. And Ashton says, I don't know. I just get giggles. I need to teach you guys dick work and some guy.
Yeah. And then they have like a battle of South African smoking laughs. They're like, so now, dinner is being served and everyone's like very happy, and upstairs like Michael is just like smiling at Samantha, and she's like, what is it? He goes, you'll find out later. I'm like, dude, don't blow your own surprise. Don't tease your engagement. Just smile and say she looks pretty and like Katy Perry. She'll be happy.
Yeah. So then Kate lets Simone go to bed and stuff. And she's like, you know, I know it's only night one, but I really love Simone and Kate. They have shown no attitude yet.
I might even share a cheetah with them. Maybe.
So Mike finally starts his thing. He's like, every day you've been helping me and putting up with all the moves and the startups. Would you be willing to do all that the rest of our lives? And Kate comes up and starts clearing dishes.
She's like, excuse me. Am I interrupting? I guess maybe if we'd rehearsed this earlier, this wouldn't have happened. Oh, well, anyway, let me just go downstairs. It's by the way, also your collar rolling. Stuck behind your lapel for this big moment in your life, but that's being captured on camera. Oh, well, I guess another thing we could have rehearsed, fixing your shirt.
Yeah, you've got lipstick on your teeth. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, carry on.
And Karen, the girl looks mad. Like they cut to the girl looking really mad. And then they kind of recompose themselves, and Kate goes, whoopsies, my bad.
That was my version of tearing up at this beautiful moment. That's really not that beautiful.
So it's like, I don't want to do my life without you. It's like, oh my God, I am pinching myself. He proposes.
What'd you say?
He proposes, and Kate and Ashton watch, and Kate's watching like this off the edge.
Yeah, she's just like, when can I clear the table? I'll be honest, it wasn't my best tablescape. So then Kate goes down to the galley to give the report. She's like, well, they're engaged. And she was crying, borderline sobbing. It was pathetic.
So then Abby and Ashton are talking while they cover furniture for the night. And he's like, you with someone? And she says, it's complicated. I'm like an open relationship with this like captain in Greece who I work for. And like, I mean, look, if I wanted to hook up with someone, I totally hook up. So like, I can't be mad at him if he hooks up with somebody, because that wouldn't be cool, right?
Yeah.
And Ashton's like, bono.
Well, yeah.
Now go to Bona.
Abby goes, I think I'm in love with him. I'm like, okay, well, that sounds really like a great foundation for the relationship.
Yeah, she should write her own vows. She's like, I think I'm in love with him. But like, then what if somebody else comes along? It's like, YOLO.
So then Captain Lee is like very touched by this proposal on the boat. He's like, this is a major event in two people's lives. I mean, this puts a smile on my face to witness something like that. Just like warm and fuzzy, like a little puppy dog. Or something like a puppy dog who knows how to work, who does his job. Because let me tell you something, if that puppy dog didn't know what he was doing, he'd get a one-way ticket to Dorit's house, if you know what I'm saying.
Get a one-way ticket and an emotional support animal letter to get on a plane. All right? Goddamn puppies.
So they come downstairs, the couple, and they show off the ring, and it's hugs. It's like really nice.
Courtney, and then of course, first time Courtney smiles, she's like, that's a good ring. Real good. And Kate goes, told you.
So then, of course, then the girl, Michael and Samantha, they both go on to FaceTime and show their dog the ring. And I know that like when I made fun of this last week, you felt very sensitive, so I won't make fun of it this week.
But well, I don't knows talk to my dog right like he's an idiot. You know, I'm like, Bueller, hi, how are you doing? Like, that's how I FaceTime my dog. I'm like, what's going on? Everybody being nice to you? Have you played? Did you make your bed? I hope you peeped outside. Don't be disrespectful. You know, I'm like a normal parent. But this girl's like, Daddy, do you like it? Daddy, ooh. I'm like, ugh. It's like, it's just how people talk to their dogs on FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know? Your dog's like, not an idiot.
Is this the best use of Wi-Fi? Really? Is this like all like the history of humankind leading from like the first wheel to like the heights of technology where we can have like Wi-Fi and connectivity in the middle of Thailand that can take you all the way to wherever they are, Tarzana. And this is how you're going to use it. This is how we're going to take advantage of like mankind's accomplishments, really?
So then it's bedtime. And Ashton and Kevin are talking, and Ashton's like, you better, bro. And he's like, well, I haven't been on a toilet for 8 hours. It's like, score!
I think that should go on his resume. I cooked at the Cordon Bleu. I know how to sous vide some steak, and I haven't been on the toilet in 8 hours, so hire me.
And it's the last day of charter. Waking up time. The girl's like, I want bacon and eggs. And Michael says, well, just ask Chef. And she's like, pinching myself.
oh my God, what is this life? This time when I pinch myself, it hurts because I have a ring on and it scrapes.
How are you pinching yourself? My fictional scenario.
So then they're all sitting on the deck waiting for breakfast, and one of the guys they're with goes, God, she thinks it was a long time waiting for the proposal. Wait till she sees how long this engagement's going to be. And then Michael looks like mortified, and the girl's so mad.
Yeah. She's mad because she's like, I actually don't really follow that, but I feel like I should be mad right now. So then Ashton goes in and she checks in on Kathleen. He's like, good morning, sir. How are you? And he's like, well, I checked the obits this morning and I wasn't in them. Guess that means it's going to be a good day. Going to keep all the tickets in the drawer, if you know what I'm saying. No one going home. Good day.
So then we get that 24 thing while everyone's cooking, cleaning. And then we just see Courtney ironing something and she goes, oh my God, I'm so good at ironing.
Oh, I thought she said I'm so bad at ironing.
Oh, she said I'm so good at ironing because I guess she learned how to iron something finally.
Oh. So now it's time for docking drama. So they're bringing the yacht to the dock and for some reason, Abby has a line that's more difficult because of some angle or wind or whatever. And Ashton is saying it's going to be a little harder. By the way, I spent so much time yesterday working on my South African accent, and now I'm just back to Australian. So frustrating. So she's Abby tosses her line to the dock for the guy to catch it and to tie it onto the thing. And she misses. And Captain Lee is like, what's going on here? Somebody talk to me.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know, I'm just a sailor. I mean, if you don't think I can do it, I won't be offended. He's like, oh, I believe in you. You believe in yourself. So it's toss. Wait a minute. Second try. God damn it. Third
commercial.
Try. Well, listen, this was a plane landing, all right? Sometimes things go good, sometimes things go bad. But hey, no one got sucked out of a window. I'll take it. I'll take it.
The big drama. I like how they have this drama. After two throws the rope, the guy doesn't catch it and we go to commercial. It's will the rope reach the guy on the third try? And it does. I like they just have a rope toss cliffhanger. So they, it's time for the guests to leave. So Michael makes a nice little speech and then almost forgets to tip them and they all laugh as if they don't hate his guts. They're like, yeah, we know what you tried to do there.
Yeah. And Courtney is walking around after that going, oh my God, where's my phone? Where's my soul?
Yeah. And then Abby and Brian are talking and she's like, you seem really even tempered. He's like, yeah, I used to be very, I used to, things didn't really bother me anymore. I used to be very temperamental. I used to live in a car by the beach and I was, it was very hard for me. I was very moody all the time. And she's like, yeah, I was homeless in college and I would go to school and then come back and sleep on a bench and then wake up and go to school. And I guess I don't really have anything to say about that except that they both had very rough lives earlier on. They really find a lot of people who have rough backgrounds for this show. They either have a child with someone that they just broke up with, or they spent a good portion of their life living in a van or on a bench.
Yeah. And Abby says, she's always had to work hard. And I was homeless, but I graduated valedictorian and I got a scholarship to law school. So I think that makes me kind of badass, which it totally does. So yeah. Then at the meeting, they have their meeting, tip meeting, and the captain's like, Hank, your first charter is bullseye, Ashton, you did well. And Kevin's like, yeah, we all put our best foot forward, I think, but on service there's still some kinks. And Kate's just like,
How much of a Kate face can I make right now? I'm just gonna look at you with as straight a face as possible, and maybe you'll be able to detect my incredible rage through my pursed lips and half-closed eyelids as I look at you.
Yeah, she has a butterscotch in her mouth whenever she gets mad. She goes,
Okay. All right. Okay, so yeah, so there's some kinks. All right, I can show you some kinks. We'll see what real kinks are. Okay.
And the captain's like, well, sometimes you do good, sometimes you do great. And from here on, we do greater and greater things, and that's it. All right? So here's 17 grand, everyone.
Yeah, they got a nice big tip. And then Kevin's like, okay, I want to sit down with the girls and go to the service. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure that'd be great. I can see that you have a very particular way of doing things, so we should do that. And in case you couldn't tell, that was an insult to you, yes.
Yeah, for this meeting, would you just like me to heap the girls on a table family style, and then you can talk to them in an unorganized fashion? Would that be good for you?
Should we just like line up outside the bathroom door and you just talk through it while you're shitting your brains out? Because you don't have good sanitation? Do you want me to do that? Or hygiene, I should say.
So Kate's reaction, of course, at being called out in front of the staff and the captain.
I am pissed.
You can tell because I almost raised my voice. So guess what, Kevin? You're going to have a full day of me talking to you in a chirpy, cheerful-sounding voice, which is the exact opposite of how I feel every time I talk to you.
The boys are jumping off the bow, getting ready for a night of partying, and everybody's getting ready, and Brian's like, we're getting messy tonight! And then the music just stops while Kevin takes a sip out of a Corona and hits his tooth. He's like, ow, that'll fucking hurt.
Yeah. So they pile into vans, they go out in Phuket. And or actually someone said it's actually pronounced Phuket. So who knows?
I've already changed my pronunciation once. Get off my ass. You're stuck with Phuket.
They're going out to a beach a beach town in a region of Thailand. And so they sit down at this table, and Courtney's like, this is the most uncomfortable seat. Get a new one.
And Brian's like, Courtney, would you like me to pour your beer for you? I'm trying here. I'm really trying. And Kevin goes, trying. That's the word. You're trying.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, she can be tough to read, that one. But honestly, that's kind of what I like.
Especially since I actually don't know how to read. So Courtney's like eating some pad thai. And Ashton, the thing that we haven't truly articulated here is that both Ashton and Brian are trying to get into Courtney's pants. And they're being really skeevy coworkers in the process. So Courtney's eating some pad thai, and Ashton's like, so, Courtney, you seem to like pad thai with chili in it. I like that. You like it hot. I like it, huh? Huh? And she's like, and Brian's like looking at him like,
Brian gets so mad. Yeah, because Brian said that he likes her. And I think Ashton didn't say. I don't know.
No, Ashton's sort of. Brian. Brian
a woman.
Yeah. Brian basically said that he liked her first, and then Ashton. In that earlier scene, Ashton's like, well, I like her too. And then now it's just like, it's just, you know, good old classic cock blocking. And Brian's like, but of course it's his boss, so he can't really get too mad, you know?
I mean, it's his boss, so his boss shouldn't be trying to fuck an employee, but whatever. I
guess, first and foremost.
Know, rules are different on this show. So, yeah, Brian's mad. And then
Tanner's also trying to hit on Kate.
Yeah, Tanner's trying to hit on Kate. She's talking to Abby, and she's like, you know, Abby, like, I know you're from the Northwest or the Northeast or whatever, but if you were in Cali, I think you'd be a surfer girl. And Abby goes, but I hate salt. I hate being salty. And she's like, but you're a sailor. She goes, yeah.
Well, good thing that law degree didn't work out for her.
Yeah, and so Tanner's like, yeah, I like all the women, you know, because they already dealt with all the bullshit. So cougars come out to play, and you know you're in for a good time, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Kate, how's that pad thai? You like the peanut sauce? You like the peanut sauce? She's like, it's probably the worst line someone's ever used on me.
It's like, but, you know what? Pad thai to me is like eating peanut butter with noodles. And she goes, yeah, I think it's supposed to be like that. And he's like, uh-oh, really? She goes, yeah.
Can't wait for him to tell me about how using forks and knives is really fun for him. That's going to be great. I can't wait for him to hit on me with that.
Wait till he talks about liking mayonnaise on hamburgers. Wow.
Hey, Kate, how's that plate working out for you? Really holding up those noodles, huh? It's really good how those plates work, huh?
Yeah.
So later, they're at a club, and there's one of those ladies, like, hanging upside down from a ribbon, and Kate's just looking up at her like,
huh. I wrote that down also. Just Kate looking at an aerialist with, like, one part envy and one part disdain.
Really? Hmm. Oh, hanging from some cloth. That really qualifies you for a lot of things in life. Huh.
So Ashton is like, shot. Let's get shot. And, Ashton is the first one to say, I think they put something different in the vodka out here. And yeah. Courtney is just watching them. She's watching Simone and Ashton dance, and she's like,
she's doing one of my favorite things, which is an exaggerated yawn that you only, the type of yawn you only do when you're in a club. That, like, a big yawn, be like, I don't know if anyone's watching me right now, but they should all know I'm bored and I want to go home and I want them to feel self-conscious about their dancing. So I'm just going to do a big, like,
Totally. So then Brian's doing the worm and everybody but Courtney's trying to get into it. And she's like, nightclubs aren't my thing. I'm like an old woman. I just want a glass of wine and a conversation. Like, with who? You don't even converse with anybody. So then someone comes over to take a selfie. And she's in the middle of the selfie. And she goes, I'm not photogenic. I don't want to be involved.
I missed that. Not photogenic, okay? I don't want to be involved. I just want to be on a TV show where my face is on TV.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
This is Acast Recommends. Every week, we pick one of our favorite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
This is Big Zoo.
And this is Big Fern.
And this is Spoke.
So what we do is we drag big topics from the timeline to create meaningful conversations featuring some of the most inspiring characters from our communities. We've got some big names in there.
Everyone's favorite rapper, novelist to comedian Sideman, authors Chelsea and Ore from Murky Books, Radio 1 Extra presenter Stussy Shy, and loads more. So subscribe to This Is Spoke on iTunes, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crappin's commercial.
And she's like, I don't really like random people sweating on me, so bye.
So Ashton's dancing with all these girls and doing his normal, like, you're beautiful. Hey, anyone ever tell you? You're gorgeous. Yes, like,
yeah, he's like, you're absolutely beautiful. And the woman's like, you don't know how to answer that. That's okay. I'm going to grind on you instead. She's like,
So Tanner's like, look, you're obviously into Ashton. Just go for it. So she goes over to him and she's like.
To Abby.
Who did I say?
You just didn't say anyone. I was just clarifying that Tanner was telling to Abby. Because Abby basically says, you know, I didn't think Ashton was hot. But for some reason, 10 minutes ago, he started to become hot. I'm like, yeah, because you're drunk. It kicked in.
So he talks her into going over there. So she's like, him being my boss doesn't affect whether or not I'll have sex with him. I mean, I have sex with my boss all the time in Greece. Yolo! So she joins Mykonos him on the... Too. What?
I just made a stupid pun. I said Mykonos too.
So she joins him on the dance floor, drinking a whole bottle of Grey Goose to herself. And she's like,
yeah, that's always a good look.
She's like, hey, I like you. You feel me? You feel me? And he's like, this is one of the best bad ideas ever.
He's like, it's a good idea? Bad idea? Great idea. I'm like, no, terrible idea. Terrible, terrible idea. It's your employee.
So they go get in the vans, and Ashton's getting a piggyback from Abby, and Tanner is trying to sit with Kate, and Kate's like this. She's like this. When he gets in the car, she's turned away from him, like, ooh, don't touch me. And Courtney's like, get in the back, Tanner. There's seats in the back.
He goes, Jiminy Cricket. So they're in the van. Oh, and by the way, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners who came to our Atlanta show. So, you know, a lot of times people come to our shows with fun t-shirts or they come in costume, and someone came with a Kate Chastain scarf. And that was just excellent. Excellent. Just great, great cosplay there.
So
they're in their van going back. And of course, Courtney's like, I hate vans. And Brian is in the backseat and he's wasted. And so he's like trying to hit on Courtney. He's like, cool. You're so pretty. Please laugh more. Please laugh more. And she goes, be funnier then. Which, by the way, is a bitchy response, but also a totally appropriate and great response.
Yes.
Like, guys, it's so guys, condescending.
Yeah. You don't say that to girls. Like, you'd be so pretty if you just smiled more. Shut up. Yeah. Who says that? It's like she's classic. Like,
I know. Like, I understand. Girl. I understand if it looks like someone's in a bad mood, you might try to say something to cheer them up. But like that, saying it that way is so patronizing, condescending. And she's like, I do smile though. Just not when you tell me to smile. So I was like, you know what? Like, that's like, it was just like, just, I was like the fact that women have to deal with this all the time. I was like,
so back on the boat,
sometimes.
So back on the boat, Ashton is wasted and he's like, all right, well, I'm sleeping on the bunny face. So anybody who wants to come cuddle with me, sleeping on the bunny face with me. And all the deck hands go out there and sleep together. But the only ones who end up staying there are Ashton and Bree.
No,
I mean Ashton and Abby.
Yeah, well, no, Tanner also was up there, I think, for a long time. And, well, for me, what was funny was, like, I felt like that was Ashton's way of saying, like, I want to be in a sexual situation with Abby, but I don't want to actually say I want that. So that way it could be like, oh, it just sort of happened. But what was funny is that when he said that, that, like, everyone went up there. It, like, I feel like it was directed solely towards Abby, but then, like, Tanner was up there and Brian, too.
They all cuddled.
Yeah.
So then Courtney and Simone are eating, and Courtney's like, never in my life have I gone up to a man and said, whoa, you're pretty, please smile.
yeah, exactly. Because it's true. Could you imagine, like, I'm like getting myself angry. I'm just gonna drink my coffee and like settle down.
Yeah, I don't think this one needs to have anger. Like, it's
there's no anger. It's like obvious.
Total obvious. Stupid, it's like it's right stupid there. Boy thing.
It's right there.
So Ashley and Abby stay on the bunny pad, and they wake up all. And Abby's like, I think it would have been less awkward if we'd actually fucked. This is gonna be a weird day.
Yeah, and Kate is hungover, and she's like face first on the couch, just like. Wishing she had her scarf to comfort her. I don't know where my scarf is, and I really need it right now.
She's like, I think the vodka in Thailand is different. This is like 18-year-old Kate just learning how to party for the first time. Not a good luck.
Yeah. So then downstairs, or I don't know where it is, but Kevin reveals a very original twist. He has a daughter, and she's six. And he and the baby mama separated not long after she was born. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I know, it's a below deck classic yeah. character arc.
So his daughter lives in Melbourne, and Kate goes, oh, Melbourne, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. Which was, I feel like, her way of saying, like, you're a terrible father and you should be in Melbourne right now. I couldn't tell.
Oh, I thought it was her saying, you're so lucky your daughter's not here right now with you. She lives someplace else. But he's like, her name is Billy Kay. And she's like, oh, I love girls with boys' names. And he's like, it's hard for me to be away from a daughter. And Simone goes, I wish I had kids. And Kate goes, I don't. And they all laugh. And Kevin's like, okay, Kate, I'm going to kill this lady. I hate this
like,
bitch.
Can I put the bread in the oven yet? Like, dinner already happened last night. What? I missed the bread in the oven?
So Brian passes by Simone, and he's like, I behaved last night, right? And she's like, well, apparently I had some issues in the car on the way back.
There are two things that I love. Ironing and telling you that you definitely messed up in the van. He's like, oh, shit. So, and meanwhile, downstairs, Abby and Ashton are in the crew mess, and they're sort of, like, laughing about last night, and she's like, you were really trying to get it in last night. You were really trying to get it in, even though it looked like she was the one trying to get it in. Either way, they were just drunk and horny. So everything's fine. They've sort of, like, settled it. Everything's, like, fine.
Yeah, so then Courtney is handing a uniform off to Brian, and he's like, hey, listen, Courtney just wanted to talk to you. And she just passes by him and starts going down those little stairs.
Yeah.
And he's like, I hope I didn't offend you. It was a bit awkward, and I don't think I did anything wrong. She goes, you were just annoying me, so. And he's like, well, I apologize. She goes, thanks for apologizing. It's fine.
It's fine. I'll forgive you, but I'm not going to forget, okay? You're basically like a really uncomfortable chair in Phuket. Oh, my God. I just rhymed. I hate rhyming.
So Simona's doing laundry and talking to Ashton. They're having their little, like, get-to-know-me conversation.
Yeah.
And she's just basically saying, started as a yacht hostess, trying to do anything not to get income without 9-to-5. And she tells us, I speak 5 languages, but I've never left South Africa, so I did research on where wealthy people speak 5 languages, and I found yachting. Love it. Love that.
Love it so much. So now we have our preference sheet meeting, and our guests, our return guests, it's Helen Hoey and Richard Fiore. Helen is the one famously from last season who was on that weird charter where no one seemed to know each other, and she was like all goth and hitting on Adrian and was like, please show me, how do you sharpen your knives? How do you open your refrigerator? Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Wait, this food. Oh, wow, this is so good.
So Kate loves them because they're crazy people, and she loves crazy people. So they want to do a few things. They want to go fishing, and if they catch anything, they want it to be cooked, and they want to have a big seafood extravaganza, and they want to do some excursions, etc. But the key is seafood extravaganza, because it looks like that's going to be something that like an issue for next week.
And Kevin's like, I'm nervous about this charter. Service has been lacking. Okay, you're too much too soon, Kevin. Yeah.
I'm sorry your bread did not get to go in the oven at 7:57 p.m. and went at 8:03 instead, okay?
Yeah, you need to really calm
those bread jets.
So then we get my favorite scene. Tanner calls his parents.
I could not believe it. I started laughing. I was like, I could not stop laughing. Basically, Tanner's mom is Aunt Tibby. Like, we figured it out. It's all connected.
Hey, Tanner, I love you so much, Tanner.
Yeah, she's like, I miss you so much, Tanner. Everything okay out there? Yeah, Mom. It's good. I got hammered last night.
That sounds good, Tanner.
That's awesome, Tanner. He's like, 100%, Ma. Love you. She's like, love you, Tanner.
Tanner, were there any hookers there, Tanner?
Yeah, Mom. I don't know if I saw any hookers, but definitely my boss. She's a hot lady.
Oh, that's great, Tanner. You're doing great, Tanner.
Yeah, so funny. It's just like a Collie and his mom thing from last year. And as they hang up, she goes, don't get anyone pregnant, Tanner. Love you so much, Tanner.
And he goes, Jiminy Cricket.
So then Courtney is reading over the preference sheet. She goes, I want a seafood extravaganza. No fur.
She really is being tortured. She is, I don't know. I feel like she's in a milk commercial, you know, like, remember the milk commercial where, like, I feel like, remember there was a milk commercial with a guy who, there's like a sweepstakes and he knows the answer. It's like Alexander Hamilton. And he like can't call in an answer because he's got peanut butter in his mouth and he doesn't have any milk. I feel like she's going through that experience. Like she needs her milk. And I don't know. This metaphor may have really not made any sense, but when I started it, it made so much sense. And then by the time I ended it,
yeah,
I was like,
following you. Cause I'm like, that's an interesting way to look at that. Cause I just look at this girl like, yeah, man, this girl's a dick.
You know what? Okay, wait. It's like the milk commercial where the guy, there's like an awful guy and he gets run over by a car and then he winds up in this like place that's like heaven and there's like cookies everywhere and he's like eating all these big cookies and he opens up the fridge to have some milk and all the milk cartons are empty and it turns out he's in hell because there's no milk. That's a milk commercial she's in. She's in her own milk hell.
Nailed it.
I'm going to stop. I can't save it. I can't.
You nailed it, babe.
Sort
you
of.
Did great, Collie.
thank you, Collie's mom. I needed that.
Yeah, so everybody starts getting ready for this little din-din. And now we get the main drama of the show.
Has anyone seen my walkie?
Abby has lost her radio. Dun, dun, dun.
It's in your hair. Look in your hair. She has a lot of hair.
So she's lost her walkie and no one can find it. And they're doing provisions and working, and Appy's still searching for that damn walkie. And
Simona's ironing, and she's like, oh, I love ironing. I will never be tired of ironing. Oh, I just love ironing. I was like, God, I love her attitude.
Yeah, Simona's the best so far.
Yeah.
So Kevin and Kate are talking, and he's like, Kate, can we have a meeting? She's like, okay. She's doing that thing.
Sure, mm-hmm. I'd love to hear your ridiculous ideas that we won't follow. But yeah, sure, let's waste 10 minutes. Sure, let's do this. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, my standards are quite high, all right. And the service isn't matching what I'm putting out. You know, the breakfast setup, that's not going to come out till primary wakes up. Now, this is your side of the galley. And when I'm ready, I'm ready. And I'll communicate when I'm ready, but that means I'm ready. And then the lunch menu goes up here, so you can look at that whenever you're doing laundry or whatever you're doing. And she's like, is everybody listening to this?
Everyone's listening, so we can joke about this later. That's why we're listening, right?
And she tells us what he's doing is asserting his power. Last time I checked, the chief stew was in charge of service. So you have one job. Cook. Okay?
Yeah.
I got the rest.
If you're holding the bag of Cheetos, that means you're the head of service. And last time I checked, it's in my hand.
That's me. Okay.
That's me. That's me. So now Captain Lee like walks into a room and there's like a walkie-talkie just like sitting there on a couch. Like, possibly placed there by production. And he's like, all right. So he brings it up to the wheelhouse. He's like, who currently does not have a radio? So, of course, it's Abby. And so now the entire deck crew is in trouble, and they all get called up to the wheelhouse.
All right, I would like to start this meeting without the use of pacifiers, because I'm not goddamn babysitting. I hope I've made that clear. Right?
Here, I have a new analogy to start this to show how angry I am. I am going to come apart like a cheap suit over somebody who doesn't have their radio. Did everyone hear that one? Because I thought about that last night and it worked out really well, I think.
I'm coming off like a dress at a whirlpool of Real Housewives is about to get into. Anybody got me? Anybody following me there?
I'm falling apart like a word that you spelled out in your alphabet soup, and you just put your spoon in it. Now all the words have drifted to different parts of the bowl. How about that?
This pisses me off to no end. This was up here in the wheelhouse. You should fucking sleep with it. It should be a part of you. So I'm gonna give you an umbilical cord. Now somebody get the skin. Somebody sew this to Abby's skin. That's it.
Someone grafted it onto her. Listen, I hope we don't have to have this conversation again, because trust me when I tell you it will not be as pretty as the one we're having right now. Because I actually am wearing makeup, believe it or not. I'm trying some makeup. I don't know if you can see. Are my eyes popping a little bit more now?
I'm separated my eyelashes for this meeting, and it won't happen for the next one. Right?
I contoured for this meeting, but next time, you're going to see the full roundness of my face.
So 10 minutes till showtime, kids. Whoever's still changing, step it up. I see people walking this way, and one's moaning about food already.
So yeah. The guests are coming, and this lady, Mrs. Hoey, is... what's her name?
Well, Helen's the main one, but then she has a friend named Brandy.
Girl. Okay, she has Brandy. A friend in a purple dress, who I'm calling Purple, and then she has Brandy, who's the drunk lady. And
she cannot be just drunk. I'm sorry.
They're walking up to the boat, and she's like, "Why are you stumbling, Brandy? Don't fall into the ocean." And Helen's like, "Oh, hi, guys. Good to see you.
Oh, my God. Hi, obsessed. Oh, hi." So they're like piling into the boat, and Brandy can barely stand up. They're like holding her up, and they're getting up, and she's like, "This is not the boat, is it?" I'm like, "No, Brandy, this is your new office. What else is this?"
So Kate's like, "Let me give you a tour." So they're walking around. She's like, "This is the white room. There's where the couch is." And then Purple Dress goes, "Are you the captain?" And she goes, "No, I'm the chief stew." She goes, "The chief stew?" And she went, "Yeah." She's like,
mm-hmm. "Take a good look at my face, because it's the last thing you're going to see before you die." So Brandy's like falling over. This other woman is like also pretty drunk, and she probably would have gotten the drunk edit if Brandy hadn't been so crazy. So then Brandy starts to like hyperventilate or something. She's like, "I just want to go to our room. I just want to go to our room." Yeah.
And then Purple goes, "That Brandy girl's a mess. Who invited her?"
Yeah. And Kate does that thing. Kate just walks out of some room and she just bulges her eyes. Like she's like, I can't say heh right now because they might hear me. So I'll just bulge my eyes and let my eyes say heh for me.
And that's pretty much the end of Below Deck, everybody. Well, no.
The last image is you see Kate walk into a room and she goes, "Would you like a bottle of water or anything?" And it cuts to this woman, Brandy, like lying dead. And her hair is like getting sucked up by a fan. She's like, it's like, "You want some water? I'll get you some water." Just like being so chipper and nice, as if this woman just like just a little parched, and she's like literally like dead, a skeleton dead on the couch.
Yeah, she's like, "I've seen people wasted, but not this wasted. I mean, they didn't even finish the tour."
I didn't even get to show them the lapis lazuli in the bathroom.
And that brings us to the end, everybody. Our recap week will be a little funky again because we are traveling to a new place. We're traveling to Chapel Hill in Richmond. So we put our live show recap of New York up Monday. So there's that. And this week, Real Housewives of Orange County and Real Housewives of Dallas will be done at live shows in Chapel Hill and Richmond. So we'll see you guys over there. Be patient. If you need more talking, go do premium bonus episodes. We've got 260 of them to go listen to, and they're really fun. And if you want to see this on video, it's on Crappens On Demand on Patreon. Thank you, video people. And everybody, we love you very much. We will talk to you later in the week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.